Hello and welcome to Radhika's Sweepy Tales. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Yes, my dear little sweepies, Santa Claus, that is Father Christmas, is making his way to Toyland to meet a lovely dear little friend, Noddy. Let's hear about it together. One morning, Big Ears came knocking at Noddy's little front door in great excitement. Noddy, are you in? Noddy, open the door. Noddy was in. He ran to the door at once.
Hello, Big Ears. Have you come to ask me to tea?
No, but I've got some very exciting news, said Big Ears. Who do you think is coming next week? Guess.
I can't ever guess things, you know that, Big Ears, said Noddy. Quick, tell me.
Father Christmas, said Big Ears. He's coming in a sleigh with four reindeers. He's staying the night with my brother, Little Ears.
Goodness, what an honor, said Noddy, feeling very excited too.
But why isn't he staying with you, Big Ears?
Well, Little Ears once lived at Father Christmas's castle for a long time, said Big Ears. He's a wonderful packer and he used to pack Father Christmas's sack of toys for him. He could get thousands in that sack.
Could he really? Said Noddy. Dear me, why are we standing at the front door like this? Do come in and have a cup of cocoa, Big Ears, and some biscuits. We must sit and talk some more about this exciting news. Shall I be able to see Father Christmas?
I hope so, said Big Ears, going into Noddy's little house with him. Dear me, your room isn't very tidy, little Noddy. Not at all. I hope that you'll have everything just right before Father Christmas comes. And the garden looking nice as well. After all, Father Christmas is the king of Toyland. And a visit from him is really a most wonderful thing.
Yes, yes, it is, said little Noddy, getting down the biscuit tin. I'll have everything lovely, Big Ears, and I'll polish my car till it's so bright that Father Christmas can use it for a mirror. They sat down and had some cocoa and biscuits.
My brother Little Ears was very friendly indeed with Father Christmas, said Big Ears. He's very excited that Father Christmas wants to stay with him for a night. You see, once a year, he takes his reindeer and goes through Toyland to look at the toys he gives to children.
Oh, will we see him riding through our town in his sleigh? Said Noddy. I shall get two very clean hankies and wave one in each hand as he goes by.
Now listen, said Big Ears. I've thought of a great treat for you, little Noddy.
What is it? Oh, you are kind, Big Ears, said Noddy, his head nodding madly.
Well, my brother Little Ears has asked me to supper on the night that Father Christmas is there, said Big Ears. And I thought you could take me in your car, Noddy. Then perhaps you might get a good look at Father Christmas.
Oh, Big Ears, oh, what a wonderful idea, said Noddy, almost falling off his chair in excitement. Oh, I'll make my car look simply beautiful. Oh, dear me.
I thought you'd be pleased, said Big Ears, beaming at Noddy. Well, you are a good little fellow, Noddy, and you work hard, so you deserve a treat.
I'll wait outside in my car and then take you safely home again, said Noddy.
Thank you, said Big Ears. Now I must order myself a new suit with a cloak because I must be very grandly dressed if I'm to have supper with Father Christmas.
Noddy took Big Ears to Miss Thimble Doll to be measured for a new cloak and a new suit. Miss Thimble was most excited to hear why Big Ears was having a new suit.
Is Noddy to have new clothes too? She asked.
No, said Big Ears. He isn't having supper with Father Christmas, but he's going to give his car a new coat of paint and shine it up till it's quite dazzling.
Yes, I am, said Noddy. What about your cat, Big Ears?
It can have a grand new ribbon, said Big Ears, and perhaps a bow on its tail. Last time I had a party, my cat tied 6 bows on its tail. But I think that's too many. Have you finished measuring me, Miss Thimble Doll?
Yes, you're a little bit plump, Mr. Big Ears, said Miss Thimble. It's a pity because I don't want your new suit to look tight.
It isn't a pity, said Big Ears. My brother Little Ears is plump like me. And as for Father Christmas, he's so tubby that he shakes just like a jelly when he laughs. And very nice too.
Could I grow a bit plump too, Big Ears? Asked Noddy. I'd like to be like you.
You wait till you're 100 years old like me, said Big Ears laughing. Now have you finished, Miss Thimble Doll? Right. Please deliver everything on Tuesday of next week. My supper party is the next day. Good morning.
Noddy was very, very busy for the next few days. He washed all his clothes and went about in Mr. Tubby's old dressing gown till they were dry. Mrs. Tubby, who lived next door, lent it to him. He really looked rather nice in it. Mrs. Tubby ironed Noddy's clean clothes for him because she was afraid he might scorch them. She sewed on a button too and she bought him new blue laces for his shoes. He was very pleased.
I don't expect Father Christmas will even see me, he said. But I'll be all clean and tidy just in case he does. Shan't I, Mrs. Tubby Bear?
Noddy painted his car beautifully in bright red and yellow. Then he polished it all over. Then he polished it again. And the little car was most surprised.
Pop, pop, it said in a small voice. It's all right. I'm not going to sell you or give you to anyone, said Noddy, polishing away. It's just because we are going to see a most important person.
Noddy felt a song coming into his head that he could sing in time to his polishing. He began to sing very loudly indeed. And Mrs. Tubby Bear came out to listen.
Oh, there's a most important person that I hope we are going to see, with eyes that shine and twinkle just as brightly as the sea. His beard is white as snowflakes, he wears a scarlet hood, and all the children love him because he's kind and good. Oh, this most important person that I hope we're going to see comes stumbling down the chimney to visit you and me.
You surely know his name now, so shout it loud and clear. It's dear old Father Christmas, and soon he will be here. Mrs. Tubby simply couldn't help clapping after she heard this surprising song of little Noddy's.
"I don't know how you think of your songs," she said.
"I don't think of them," said Noddy. "They just come into my head all ready to sing."
"Sing it again," said Mrs. Tubby, "and I'll join in the O part and I'll shout Father Christmas's name too. Look, here's the Wobbly Man and here comes Miss Fluffy Cat with Mr. Jumbo. And there's Mrs. Noah and Sally Skittle. They've all heard you singing, Noddy, and they've come to listen. Sing away."
So Noddy took a deep breath and sang the song again.
"Oh," he began, and then in time to his polishing, he sang it all through. His polishing helped everyone to sing, and you should just have heard them shout, "Father Christmas!" when the song came to his name.
Big Ears was coming along on his bicycle, and when he heard the shout, he almost fell off.
"Good gracious, what's that noise?"
he said.
"Why, there's little Noddy polishing his car and everyone round him."
So of course, Big Ears had to hear the song too, and everyone sang it to him with a very loud "Oh!" and a very loud "Father Christmas!" at the right time. It was wonderful.
"Why, Noddy," said Big Ears, "that really is marvelous. You can all stand outside Little Ears' house and sing it to Father Christmas while he's having his supper inside with me and Little Ears."
"Oh no, it's just a silly song that came into my head and sang itself in my mouth," said Noddy.
But Big Ears kept on saying that it really must be sung to Father Christmas.
"It's a polishing song, really," said Noddy. "It came because I was polishing."
"Oh, it can be sung without polishing," said Big Ears, quite proud of little Noddy. "I've just been trying on my cloak, Noddy. It's fine. It drags behind me quite a long way."
"That's nothing," said Miss Fluffy Cat. "My tail always does that. I'm going to have it specially washed for wetness day and curled."
"I wish I could have my tail done like that," said Mr. Jumbo. "But it hasn't got enough hairs. I shall have a bow right at the very top."
What fun everyone had getting ready for Father Christmas. There had not been such excitement in Toy Town for years. Fence Day came at last. It was a sunny day with little white clouds scattered about the sky, hardly moving. Everyone was up very early. Noddy gave his car one last polish. It really looked magnificent, as good as new. He tied a big bow in front, in the middle of the bumper.
"Pop, pop, pop," hooted the car, pleased.
Noddy took off his overall and went to wash himself and dress. He had even polished up the bell on the top of his blue hat, and it jingled gaily.
"Jingle, jingle, dingle, ding,"
it sang as Noddy moved about happily. The roadway had to be cleared for Father Christmas's arrival, because the sleigh and the four reindeer took up rather a lot of room. Noddy put his car safely in the garage, but he left the door open so that the car could join in the excitement and hoot at the right time. He went to stand at his gateway. Big Ears came along on his bicycle, but he had kept to the side roads in case Mr. Plod, the policeman, turned him off the main road.
Big Ears, I'm glad you've come, said Noddy. Oh, why haven't you got on your cloak?
That's for tonight, said Big Ears. Do you like my new suit, Noddy?
It's very, very grand, said Noddy,
looking hard at Big Ears.
It seems funny to see you in red, though. Still, your hat is the same. Oh, listen, the people are cheering down the road, and I can hear bells jingling.
It's Father Christmas coming.
So it was. Noddy began to dance about with excitement, and he trod on Big Ears' feet. But Big Ears was so excited that he didn't even notice it. The noise of the bells grew louder and louder.
Ching, 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 jingle, ching, jingle, ching.
And then Noddy saw the reindeer coming up the road. How lovely they looked with their great antlers growing from their heads.
Ching, ching, jingle, ching.
And there was Father Christmas in his sleigh, smiling all over his big red face, his blue eyes twinkling all the time. He waved his hand to everyone, and his red cloak flew out in the wind behind him.
Jing, jing, jingle, jing.
Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Good old Father Christmas. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
Long live Father Christmas. Hurrah, hurrah.
Ching, ching, jingle, jing.
What a noise of cheering and jingling. And then Noddy's little car joined in with excited hoots.
Pop, pop, pop.
It even ran out of its garage right up behind Noddy and Big Ears. But they didn't notice it. Father Christmas passed by, waving and smiling. Then he and his reindeer were gone. Noddy gave a big sigh.
I like him. I do like him. I wish I could speak to him. I wish I could do something for him.
Big Ears laughed. Well, you may get a peep at him tonight, but that's all, little Noddy. You certainly won't be able to speak to him or do anything for him. He's a most important person, you know.
Yes, I do know. It's what my song says, said little Noddy, his head nodding up and down. I'm glad my song is going to be sung outside Little Ears' house tonight. Father Christmas won't know it's my song, but I shall.
Now you call for me at 6:30 exactly, said Big Ears to Noddy, and I'll show you how my cloak looks, and then you can drive me to my brother Little Ears. He has a toadstool house like mine, but much bigger.
I'll be there, promised Noddy. Oh, isn't this a most exciting day, Big Ears? I think I can feel another song coming.
Not now, Noddy. You really must do some work, said Big Ears, getting on his bicycle. Goodbye. See you later.
Well, it's not just Noddy who's excited. I too am looking forward to see what happens when Noddy meets Father Christmas. But that'll be in the next part of the story, which I'm going to get for you very, very soon. Till then, keep listening, keep enjoying, keep buying those lovely gifts for your loved ones. And most important, remember to be on Santa's good list. Bye-bye for now.